We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
The piece of audio today that we had, this is from a couple of weeks ago, from hockey. Not a sport I watch a lot. I like the playoffs. We have a local team here that I hear that's really fun, by the way. Gargoyles Hockey.
Yeah.
I haven't been yet, but I'm hearing really good things about that. Anyhow, the Philadelphia Flyers were playing, and the radio play-by-play band's name is Tim Saunders. And he did something that all of us in this business are warned never to do. You always consider these mics to be on and hot. Because if you don't know, you just don't know. That's why there's never any cursing in this room.
Period.
Never.
Okay. Never. You just don't. Because you never know when somebody's turned a mic on by accident and it's there. So they're going to break in the third period of a game that is being broadcast on the radio and online. And again, the play-by-play man is Tim Saunders. He thinks they've already gone to commercial. And I guess what's happened here is someone has gone down to his feet. There's wiring down there below. I've done some play-by-play. You know that, baseball.
Yep, checking on the cables or whatever.
There's cables down under the table at your feet. And sometimes an engineer has to go down there and tighten a cable. Or
you drop a pen. Who knows?
So who knows? Well, anyway, they go to break, and that's when he makes reference to the person down now at his feet.
At Philadelphia, we said sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. 7 gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers broadcast network. While you're down there, would you mind blowing me?
I think we're still on the air, Tim. No, we're not, are we?
We are.
Tony.
My God.
Everything about that is sheer perfection.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's so perfect.
I know. My favorite part is before he says the blow, he's like,
it's killing time.
7 gone in the third. Where are we off to tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. That's what got that guy in trouble. Remember him?
Yeah, like, where are we going next?
San Francisco.
Great. Blank town.
Hey, while you're down there, would you mind blowing me? Then the other guy.
Tony, we're on air.
No, we're not.
Right. That's what I love is his laugh.
Like, good one.
Yeah, I bet we are.
No, I'm serious. We are. That's why I was down here at your feet. I couldn't get us to commercial break, and I had to figure out why.
That's probably what happened.
Yep.
They had some sort of technical issue they were
working. Yeah, when you say on the Flyers radio network, it's supposed to kill the mic.
Yeah, that should do it. Here it is in its entirety again.
At Philadelphia, we said sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. 7 gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers broadcast network. While you're down there, would you mind blowing me?
I think we're still on the air, too. No, we're not, are we?
Yeah, you are.
See the red light?
Yeah. They were playing the Sabres. He was suspended 2 games.
I wouldn't have even done that.
Did he? Well,
I guess my thing is I can totally see that happening here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Do we know, what's his name, Tony?
Tim Saunders.
Sorry.
Yes.
Do we think, did Tim acknowledge what happened later in the game?
That's the question. I don't believe he did, no. I don't think
he did. Did he say anything when he returned to the air after his suspension?
I believe he's apologized. Then the Flyers, he came back after suspension and said, I apologize, that's not who I am.
He's laid that joke out many times. Oh,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Probably worse.
Yeah.
My coworkers have never filleted me during a game. I take hockey seriously.
Yeah.
The Flyers and their radio partner, 97.5 The Fanatic, said the remarks do not reflect the standards or values and imposed the two-game suspension. Only a two-gamer. That's not too bad there.
No.
That's not bad.
Is that almost a week in hockey? I don't know how often they play.
Every couple of days. I probably had a week off right before Christmas. That happened just before Christmas, so he was able to take the holiday, I suppose. Yes, he was out for the December 20th game against the Rangers and the December 22nd game in Vancouver.
Okay.
So he didn't make that trip. He did issue the apology when he returned to the broadcast booth on the 23rd of December.
Okay, so yeah, not as they played more regularly than we thought.
Another mistake when it comes to broadcasting, not a trained professional, but, and this happens from time to time, the guy who was supposed to present the trophy to BYU after BYU beat Georgia Tech in the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
I watched this. I love the Pop-Tart Bowl because that's the one where they have four or five dancing Pop-Tarts around the field.
Yeah.
And then supposedly they vote. Mm-hmm. And then last year, I think it was just one Pop-Tart went into the toaster.
Ah.
A dancing mascot Pop-Tart goes into this giant prop toaster. And then out of the bottom comes an actual edible Pop-Tart that all the players on the winning team eat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll tell you, the Pop-Tart Bowl has blown up into like must-watch bowl game.
100% correct. 100%. Now, of course, Kelly, you don't watch.
I don't.
It's too much fun.
I don't watch the bowl games. I have screamed forever for a playoff. I got it. And I said, this is terrible. It's killing the bowl games. And yet, I don't watch the bowl games. I have enjoyed the college football playoff. That's been exciting this year, I think.
Yeah.
I'm stunned that
the strong teams are strong.
Yeah.
And when you've got new blood in there and Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State are out.
Crazy.
That's something. I mean, when I went to bed and Georgia was ahead of Ole Miss, you know, 21-9 or 21-12,
yeah.
Like, that's over. And then they won that game.
Right.
Wow. Great. Great.
So this year at the Pop-Tart Bowl, when the BYU won, the players dumped mini Pop-Tarts on him out of a bucket.
That's cool.
Not Gatorade.
Okay.
And then at the end, they do the trophy presentation, and they have the Pop-Tarts are dancing around, and they selected three to go into the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
One backed out, and in full Pop-Tart mascot costume, dove off the prop toaster.
Wow.
Like
really?
10 feet to this gymnastics mat below.
My goodness.
So then two go in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the players eat the two heated up.
What
Pop-Tarts.
A show!
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the bowls now need that, like the mayonnaise bowl, where the students eat mayonnaise.
Yes, you know.
Mayonnaise is a big deal.
Yeah.
They dump mayonnaise on the coach from Wake Forest football this year.
He won,
and his family got mayonnaise dumped. But the Pop-Tart. See, I watched it actually happen, and before they did the Pop-Tarts, the poor announcer from CBS, ESPN, I can't remember who it was, he was filling time, and he has to go to the corporate sponsor to present the trophy to the winning coach.
Well, that's where the corporate sponsor messed it up.
Brian Combs is the president of Florida Citrus Sports. He's our host, and he runs this Pop-Tarts Bowl. Brian is here to present the championship trophy.
Thank you. Congratulations to the BYU Cougars on winning the 2025 Pop-Tarts Bowl Toaster Trophy!
Man, you just felt like he had practiced that so many times.
All game long.
Yeah, he messed it up with BYU. The BYU.
BYU. BYU.
And then he couldn't remember the name of the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And he gets the Toaster Trophy. And that's it. But he had one line.
One line.
And he screwed it up, unfortunately. Britt, you're talking about the Pop-Tart Bowl. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can confirm they still do the toaster thing because I wasn't thinking earlier in the game, told my four-year-old that they were just people in the Pop-Tart suits. Then it got to the end where they started going in the toaster, eating the giant Pop-Tarts. She started screaming and crying at the television, wondering why they were eating these people in these suits.
Oh, yeah, that's a teachable moment there.
I wouldn't have known either. I didn't know. I don't know the Pop-Tart Bowl.
It's exploded.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Thank you very much, Britt. Appreciate it. Is that what it's going to have to keep the bowl games in business? Some hook like that? Some fun catch like that?
You know, I read that their viewership is up 13% this year over last year.
What?
And the non-playoff bowls.
And yet, like, the players skip them. The good players skip them.
Yeah, the ones who have NFL.
Yeah. NFL, yeah.
But it's one of the reasons, like, I read that, you know, they don't want to lose the bowl games because it's good money.
Well, sure.
And for the schools, you know, they want to go to a bowl game.
But when I saw one bowl game, And I don't remember when it was, like the 13th of December. It's very early. And there were not many people in the stands. Now, the crowd was not
no,
there.
No, you don't get a lot of people showing up.
But it's watched.
Yeah.
It's on TV.
Well, in that case, it'll still get
it fills time.
It'll keep going, man, I imagine. Speaking of TV, and again, these are mistakes, I guess, made on television. Boy, CBS, another black eye here. Gary Danielson, longtime analyst for first ABC, and then he's with CBS for many, many years. And in my mind, by the way, a great college.
Superb. Just built for that game, built for that job.
He's retired, which I hate, because he is a really, really good analyst. He was with CBS for 20 years. His last call, he's a 36-year broadcaster. And his last call was the Sun Bowl game between Duke and Arizona State. Great game, won
watched
by
it.
Duke.
Yeah,
you watched it.
I watch all the bowls.
I never watch the bowls. Duke.
I watch so much football; it was fantastic.
They won a great game over Arizona State. His emotional farewell broadcast was interrupted. Unfortunately, they cut out of his final comments to talk about their New Year's Eve promotion. They went to a commercial. And Gary Danielson, it's unfortunate the way it ended because he's so good on television. What he's doing here at the end is showing all the people behind the scenes. And he's saying, here are the camera guys, here are the guys in the production booth. They made it all happen.
I wanted everybody else in this shot saying goodbye. It's been team all the way. Everything we've done.
A great camera crew.
Yes.
Guys, we're all wearing Gary stickers. There's the truck.
Thanks, you guys. We are going to have a great time tonight. Oh, look at those guys. How are we going to get off the air? Listen, one more thing. It's sometimes you can say, how do you get off? This guy right here.
Join hosts Hardy and Bert Kreischer. Happy New Year!
The last thing he says is, how do you get this guy off? Bert Kreischer. What? What a terrible.
It's Nashville's biggest party.
That's a terrible way to end. That's a terrible way to end that. Ugh.
Just cut him. I was somebody in New York.
Didn't care.
He's introducing the camera guys. Yeah. Oh, well, that's his loss.
Yeah.
3-2-1 Dead air.
But they've all worn Gary stickers. Don't give a S. Cut the feed.
That's Gary Danielson. I love Gary Danielson. God, I remember when he played.
Me too.
He was a great analyst for many, many years. It's a shame he had to go out like that. I refuse.
Without a doubt, that'll happen to you. And it'll be me. I'll be watching the time like, nah, I'm going to have to do this.
My tearful goodbye.
I see
who else
we
need to say thanks to? Hey, guys, you have trouble getting an erection?
That's how I'll go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be my ender right there.